Shabbat Shalom. Blog Talk Shabbat Radio. Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to the Tabernacle of Truth, Hebrew Israelite Nazarene Congregation, the Absolute Truth. I'm your host. I'm your host, Dr. Charles T.L. Oliver, and I'm kind of excited today. I'm kind of excited. I'm still revved up from last week. I've got comments on the teaching last week about truly having a relationship with the Most High. And the weird part about it was I got a lot of negativity, which was really, really strange to me. But I understand why I received that negativity. See, here at the Absolute Truth, we don't, how can I put this without offending anybody? Well, I'm going to put it as the Messiah would, because he didn't care if he offended you or not. We don't follow cliques. We don't follow doctrine or dogma. We don't follow so-called Christianity sets. We don't follow the way of Church of God in Christ. We don't follow the way of Church of Christ. We don't follow the way of the Church of the Nazarene. We don't follow anything that has to do with church. Oh, let me rephrase that, because my wife will get mad for me. We don't associate ourselves with anything that has to do with the church. See, because the church is actually what takes you away from the Father. Posted last week. If the Father turned around on the judgment, on the second judgment, because the scripture says, remember, okay? It tells you to make sure that you are in the first judgment. The first judgment. I had a young lady tell me that she was saved from the judgment. And because she is saved and sanctified and filled with the Lord Jesus Christ, she don't have to go through the judgment. That's what I'm talking about as far as Christianity. Because Christianity, and I've heard pastors teach it, that when you're saved from the judgment. And that is a lie. The scripture says to make sure that you are in the first judgment. That means there will be two judgments, okay? The first judgment is the judgment of the righteous. And the second is the judgment of the damned. Okay. So, if you are saved from the judgment, why does the Father say you got to go through one or the other? Those are the problems. Those are the problems. See, yeah, I know y'all are saying, well, what verse is that? Where is it at? Revelation, blah, blah, blah. What verse is that? I don't always want to give you the verse, because I want you to turn around and, as I said before, be as the Bereans that studied the scriptures daily. Okay, to check to see if I'm wrong. Okay, to check to see if what I am saying to you is correct. Excuse me. Now, sometimes, yeah, I will give you the verse in the scriptures, okay? But when there's something that is totally, totally important, I don't want you, anyone to trust my word on what I'm saying. I want you to challenge me. Please challenge me. And the reason why I want you to challenge me is because if you're studying, you're showing yourself approved. And then once you learn this, you're held accountable. Yes, it's a method to the madness. There is a method to the madness. Okay? So, if you're saved from the judgment, if you're saved from the judgment, what judgment are you saved from? Because there's two. So, this young lady was telling me that she didn't have to go through the judgment at all. Yeah, I know. I want you to think about that. She didn't have to go through the judgment at all because she was saved by Jesus. So, if Jesus can save you from the first judgment, if Jesus can save you from the judgment, then why do you still have to go through the judgment? And the question is, once again, if that judgment had one question, and the Father asked you, what is my name and what is my son's name? Can you answer the question? Well, there you go again. You're talking about that name. So I'm not talking about sacred names. I am not talking about sacred names. And the name has to be holy. And you have to. No, no, no. As I said before, just as you have a relationship with your mother, with your father, your grandmother, your grandfather, you may call them grandma, granddaddy, papa, whatever you call them. That is their title. But you also know their name. And by knowing that first name, you begin to have a relationship. If you don't know your father's name, how can you say that your father is your father? So if you don't know him, then you can't have a relationship with him. You can't have a relationship with the Father, and you definitely cannot have a relationship with the Son. It's impossible. It's impossible to hold that title. It's impossible to say, I know you. Even the Messiah himself says, verily, verily, I say unto you, everyone that calls upon the name Lord, Lord, shall not be saved. Matter of fact, let's look at that. Let's look at that scripture. Okay. Let's look at that scripture. I'm pulling up my trusty dusty handbook. Verily I say unto you, every man that calls upon the name Lord, Lord, shall not be saved. Ooh. Okay. That's kind of, Now, the reason why I'm pausing is because I want you to think about this. Every man that calls upon the Lord shall not, every man that calls upon the name Lord, Lord, shall not be saved. So, if every man that calls upon the name of Lord, Lord, shall not be saved, then who are the ones that shall be saved? Let's take a look at this. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I'm reading from the original King James, which I usually don't like reading from the King James, but I'm reading from this. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Wait a minute. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So that also answers another thing, that the Son and the Father are two separate entities, because you cannot be your own Father and your own Son. That's kind of kinky. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, Master, Master, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then I, the Messiah, will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, we're going to break that word iniquity down, because most people don't know what that term iniquity is. And we're not doing, and as y'all know, I do not use the Greek. Don't use the Greek, never will use the Greek. Why don't you use the Greek? Because the Father didn't give his word to the Greek. He gave his word to the Hebrew. Gave his word to the Hebrew. So why would I go to the Greek to get an understanding of a word that one will not give you the true definition of the word? Okay. Let's see what this word is. That's deep. Ooh. Ooh. The word, Hebrew word, is awan. Strong's Concordance, H571. Or it's also the word awin. Means without morals, which is another word translation, without the law. without the law. Without the law. And I like the way that it is actually written in the original Peshitta. P-E-S-H-I-T-T-A. The Peshitta. Meaning Hebrew, the little books, the original Hebrew writings, not Greek. In that, the Messiah says, and I shall look them in their faces and tell them, depart from me, for I never knew you, you evildoers of iniquity. So, those that call upon the name Lord, Lord, shall not be saved. But then, you go down to, you go down to Romans, and Romans turns around and tells you, those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The difference is, in Matthew, it's two lords, and Romans is one. You're walking down the street, and you're walking through the mall, and I call you. You don't know me from anywhere. The first time I call you is to get your attention. Once again, now that I've got your attention, even though you don't know me, the second time I call you is for you to acknowledge me. Now, you're going to stand there for a few minutes, and I'm going to sit there and ask you, how you doing, blah, 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 yada, 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 and how you been, how's the family, blah, 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 and then you're going to sit there and answer me, blah, 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 as faint as possible. But the moment I leave, the moment I get 15 steps away from you, the first thing you're going to ask yourself is, who was that? Now, today we meet. We meet, strike up a conversation, have a delightful time, get to know each other a little bit. First name basis, even on a second name basis, Mr. Jones, Mrs. Jones. 3 weeks from now, we're in the mall, and you hear me call you Mr. or Mrs. Jones. The first thing it is, you recognize the voice. You turn to the voice and you say, ah, ah. You know, that ah is kind of funny right there. Ah. It's a sigh of relief, but it's a sound of acknowledgement. Ah. Ah, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. We had such a wonderful time the last time we were together, and da-da-da-da-da, and I forgot to get your phone number, and so we can turn around and contact, and we knew. Lord, Lord, there is no relationship. There is no connection. There is no binding. But the word Lord with one, connection, binding, relationship. Relationship. Now, the question is, the Father, the Messiah, is he going to turn around and, I know I said Romans, it was Acts. is one of those beautiful things where you've got a relationship. There is a connection. There is a bonding. There is a gluing together. But how do you get it? How do you get it? But as long as I know King Jesus, one, first, he's not king. He never was. He won't be. You can't turn around. He could not have been born 2,000 years ago in Israel, in Bethlehem, from the lineage of King David, from the tribe of Judah, and given a Greek name. Once again, there was an old edict that the Hebrews hated the Romans. And they said that they would rather feed their children pork, which is an abomination against the Most High. But all of y'all that's out there that's just turning around and eating you a BLT right now, or a bacon cheeseburger right now, or sitting there at Red Lobster or wherever. Yes, I'm going on that because y'all sit there and say, I love the Lord, but you're going to turn around and put crab in your mouth. They would rather feed their children pork than teach their children how to speak Greek. But y'all don't have a problem with it, though. So how can you turn around and say that you have a relationship with the Most High and you're still doing what you want to do and not what he told you? King Shaul lost his kingdom for being disobedient to the Most High. The Most High told him, Samuel himself, yo, the Most High says, everything, kill everything, leave nothing standing. The men, the women, old men, old women, the kids, the teenagers, the children. He said, even kill the animals, the chicken, everything. Wipe it out. Blot it out. Don't even get me started on the word blot, because y'all can't even handle that. You can't even handle this right here. Everything. But instead of Shaul doing what he was supposed to do, he kept the Amalekite king alive. And even though it's not written in Scripture, but it is written in the Quran, yes it is. It's also written in the Talmud, yes it is. Because there are other books that document this. That the Amalekite king's wife was pregnant. And she escaped. And that child was born. Documents have surfaced. And if you look at most of the bad guys that are in the scriptures, they were all Amalekites. And they were even worse when Esau turned around and took them over. And so they were Amalekites with attitudes that hate that the Amalekites themselves hated the Hebrews. But then you had Hebrew Edomite that grafted himself with the Amalekites that made it even worse. But he wouldn't be obedient. He kept the cows. I kept the cows and the best food for my men. The father said, kill it all. But he's a king and we can use him. The father said, kill him. And since Shaul did not kill him, guess what? Samuel turned around and pulled out something. Samuel turned around and pulled out something like he should have came out of a lethal weapon. Paraphrasing, he said, you have made many mothers cry, but tonight your mama's going to cry. And Samuel ran him through. He hung him. The father took the kingdom from Shaul. Samuel turned around and said, "You will not see me until the day you die. Don't see me again until the day you die. The day you die." And so, let's go sacrifice. Let's do this. And if he said, the father is not interested in your sacrifice. He's interested in your obedience. The scripture verse, your obedience is greater than your sacrifice. Doesn't mean nothing, okay? So have you turned around and you surrendered yourself and sacrificed yourself? Oh, yeah, because remember the scripture does say you need to sacrifice yourself. Have you sacrificed yourself to the laws of the Most High? Well, we're not under the Old Testament law no more. We're under grace. Y'all need to turn around and look up the difference between the word grace in the Hebrew and the word grace in the Greek. It's two totally different words. But my question is to you jackass pastors, how can you not be under the law, but you still follow the Ten Commandments, which is the law broken down into ten? See, you so-called moronic jackass pastors that are leading the Father's people to hell don't know what the devil you're teaching. Well, you know you are teaching the devil. You know you're teaching the devil. You just don't want to realize you're teaching the devil. There were 613 laws, mitzvahs. The Father condensed them into 10. 4 for him, 6 for his fellow man. Then the Messiah turned around, because we still couldn't follow the 10, condensed them into 2. Honor your father, excuse me, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kavod Melchuto Le'olam Vayet. Hear, O Israel. The Lord thy God is one, and you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. He said, this is the greatest commandment. Then he said, on the second is to love thy neighbor as you love thyself. Now, this is the part right here where I said last week, you jackass pastors keep forgetting on these two laws, on these two commandments, on these two mitzvahs, hang all of the laws and all of the prophets. 613 was condensed to 10. 10 was condensed to 2. The Messiah is the living word of God and the written word of God. If he's the written word of God, he is the law. He can't do away with himself. So yes, we are saved by the law. We're saved by the one who is the law. We're not saved by legalism. Put your right shoe on, tap it over your left foot, touch the ground. Put your left shoe on, tap it over your right foot, touch the ground. No, we not saved by legalism. We saved because we're true. We're set apart because we have a relationship with the Father. Not because we have a relationship with the Son, with the Father. We're going to do another interest on this next week and continue. Until then, Shabbat Shalom.